This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Could be when we come back at 11 o'clock on Monday morning that not only the Hawks beat the Miami Heat tonight, they will also have played the Cavs in Cleveland in game one of that series. And if they sneak them, that'll be the lead story.
Yes, it will be.
Now, there's also a chance that the Hawks play one game tonight. They don't even play on Sunday. And we're talking Braves. Could also be that the Braves get swept, and we don't want to talk about that.
Hell no. If the Braves get swept, we ain't talking about it, all right?
We'll make a pact.
Yeah, ain't no way, in the hell I want to talk about the Braves getting swept by the daggone Twins.
I don't want to do that.
Ain't no way.
Now, I'll be honest. I feel more confident that the Braves will have success this weekend against the Twins, whether it's 2 out of 3 or a sweep or whatever, than I do that the Hawks will be up 1-0 against the Cavs. I think it's going to be tough sledding to even get to the Cavs.
Okay, that's going to be my next thing.
Because I think the Heat are a pretty tough team. Like, I don't think they're a good
team. They're not a good team.
But they're a tough matchup for the Hawks.
Okay.
You know why? Because the Hawks aren't a good team either.
Yeah,
no offense.
Yeah,
but no offense to them.
I think,
but they're not a very good team either.
But I think the key is going to be the Dyson Daniels Tyler Hero matchup. It's going to be, because we talked about it on Wednesday as far as, you know, the Orlando matchup. You know, they were just too big for him.
Yeah.
They're just too big for Dyson and everything like that. And so this would be a good matchup. He plays pretty well against Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero's playing with a lot of confidence. We know he's a three-level scorer, all those different things. But, yeah, I think that's going to be the key matchup tonight. I do. And then that little pesky little point guard they got, they'd be defending the hell out of
Davion Mitchell.
He'd be defending the hell out of Trey, man.
I love that guy.
He'd be defending the hell out of Trey.
He's one of my dream backup point guards for the Hawks. Like, I've given up on various guys that I used to really want,
like
Javon Carter.
Now,
he's still kind of around. I love that guy. I don't know. Originally, I thought Jalen Brunson, because he was drafted in the second round. I was like, the Hawks should just take him and let him be Trey's backup. Now, he's since, you know, he's become.
Yes.
So that dream died, obviously. But it would have been a pretty good pick back when they could have made it. Yeah, no, Davion Mitchell would be fantastic. I understand they have Kobe Bufkin, who's hurt, and eventually someday next year he'll be back, and he'll be the backup point guard, and he's shown some flashes. But, yeah, I mean, definitely Tyler Hero is the star for the Heat, and he's the guy from a defensive standpoint you want to try to neutralize. Bam Adebayo's been playing better, and he's just such a tough player. Like, he's such a tough guy on the boards. He can defend. He can make your life really difficult. But they also want to do what the Magic wanted to do as well. Like, they play slow. The Heat want to get you in the half court and slow you down. I think they play the second slowest pace in the whole NBA. The Hawks want to play the fastest, and at times they do play the fastest pace in the whole NBA. So, again, it's a contrast of styles, and then you have to come down to who do you think can establish their identity better. And the Heat have been able to do it with the Hawks. Spoelstra's a really good coach.
He's a very good coach.
They're not some great team, obviously. The Jimmy Butler stuff kind of hung over them for the majority of the year, and then they got out from under that, and they played a little bit better. But they're well coached. They tend to do a good job of establishing what they want to do. And if the game is played at the pace that they want to play it at, then the Hawks have to be able to shoot in the half court, which they did not do against Orlando. You know, Niang and Trey and other shooters on this team are going to have to shoot the ball well in order to beat these guys if they're going to play the half court game, because that's kind of what the Hawks half court offense is.
Emotions, emotions, emotions. Got to control them. Got to control them.
Yeah. Gotta
control the emotions tonight if you trade.
I didn't even think
because
that.
In fact that
because it's
kid,
such an obvious it has to
this
happen.
Guy's he's gonna play you hard. He's gonna play you hard, and you know, and if the first game against Orlando tells you anything, they're gonna let him play a little bit.
Yeah,
they're gonna let him be a little physical and all those different things. I have confidence that Trey will win that matchup, but I think that the biggest thing is, you know, those guys that you were talking about, who's gonna come along with him. That was the one thing I thought that frustrated him a lot in the game against Orlando, was that nobody was coming along with him, because they don't have a guy that can create for people. They just don't. They don't have another one of those guys. Trey has to do everything for everybody. And so, you know, the frustration is when you're trying to do that and Nobody's coming to help you. Just like, you know, Miami, when did they play them to play in down there in Miami? 2 years ago?
They played them in the first round.
How they were blitzing the hell out of Trey, get the ball out of his hand.
Yeah.
They're going to do that again tonight. But other guys have got to be able to establish their offensive game. I want to see Rishi Shea be more aggressive because they took his card.
Yeah.
They took his card down Orlando, you know. And so, you know, hopefully he can get it back. And like we talked about Dyson Daniels' matchup, but who's going to be that guy, that third guy to give you some scoring? We need the bench guys to come along. Like, it's an all-hands-on-deck type situation tonight that they didn't have in Orlando.
Yes. And hopefully the secondary guys play better at home and all that kind of stuff.
They always say the role players play better at home.
Yeah. So, I mean, again.
I need to play good all the time.
Yeah, it would be great if you play good all the time. But whatever, maybe you'll be. It's also funny because, like, the role players have only been here for 10 minutes anyway.
Yes.
So, really, are they that comfortable at State Farm? Like, Niang and LeVert? They've been Hawks for 5 seconds.
That's a good point.
I guess, you know, they'll be. They were Cavs, though, so maybe if you get into the series with
the Cavs, then
not only will they be comfortable here, also they're used to their home court being in Cleveland, so maybe they'll be good in both situations. Look, obviously everyone hopes the Hawks can win tonight to get to that series. I do wonder, though, like, there's always this conversation of, like, the experience is valuable and all of that.
Yep.
Like, what would be the valuable experience of playing the Cleveland Cavaliers in this first-round series? I guess just being there?
I guess. Like, what do you learn from getting your head throttled?
Because that's what I think would probably happen.
Yeah, you're going to get throttled.
I mean, Risa Shea has never played in a playoff game
before.
Yeah,
I mean, you get experience and everything like that.
Dyson Daniels never played in a real playoff
You get experience,
before.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
Trey's played in a lot of playoff games.
Right.
Like, I don't know what this is going to really do. I mean, and again, maybe, you know, you figure out how you deal with adversity and stuff like that. I don't really know. Like, that's always something that people say, and I do think sometimes it can be true. And this is a young team, so a lot of these guys are going to be back next year. So if they beat the Heat tonight and they get into that seven-game series against the Cavs, at least you have the experience of doing it.
Right.
I just, beyond that, I don't know what really is going to be gained from that.
No.
Like, the Cavs are just so much better.
Yeah, they're better.
It's just going to be a real tough deal.
But I think, you know, we the singular focus is tonight, you know, and this Heat team, like you said, they're well coached. They're not talented at all. They got good players. They got two really good players, and the rest are a bunch of players. But they play their role well.
Yeah.
And then they're coachable.
They're tough.
I mean, that's just what Miami does. They're tough, and Spo, he devises a game plan. He's usually successful against the Hawks because they try to find the best way, at least like a lot of teams, to get Trey in his offense off of off rhythm and everything like that, because if they're in rhythm, the Hawks should fairly win this game easily.
I hope you're right. I don't know.
Like,
the Hawks an easy. I think the Hawks have won one game by 10 points.
Say the best five players in this. The Heat had what, three of them?
Of the top five in the game.
In the game, yeah. Because I was just Trey for Atlanta.
Yeah.
You got Bam. You got Tyler Hero.
Yeah. Dyson.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
And then, who's the fifth best player in the game?
I don't know. And one more thing. We'll talk more about it. Don't let damn Duncan Robinson come in this thing and go off tonight, all right?
That's what happened last
year. Yeah, no. Don't let Duncan come here and do that.